Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Bertrand Russell, the famous English agnostic, believed and argued that when he died, he would simply rot and return to the ground. Can you imagine the turmoil and bleakness in the soul of any man or woman who lives without God, without Christ, and without hope? Ephesians 2:12. When such a person goes to bed at night, he does not know where his soul will be the next morning. If he dies during the night, he will be no different, if he is correct, than dogs, cats, and hogs. All his dreams, hopes, and aspirations will simply disappear. No wonder, dear friends, the Apostle Paul wrote, "If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable." 1 Corinthians 15:19. How can people face the trials, troubles, and tribulations of this life if they believe death ends it all? Paul encouraged the Colossian Christians to be faithful throughout their lives. He promised that God would present them holy, unblameable, and unreprovable if they continued in the faith grounded and settled, and not be moved away from the hope of the gospel, which, he said, you have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. Colossians 1:23. I want to dwell in our brief study today on the expression, the hope of the gospel. What has God done to provide us the hope which encourages and sustains us in this life and gives us the promise of a heavenly home? All of us know, both by experience and by revelation, that we are sinners who cannot save ourselves. If God does not exist and has not spoken to men, there would be absolutely nothing we could do for our salvation. The Bible says that God decided, in His infinite wisdom and grace, to send His Son into the world to redeem us from the bondage of sin and to give us the hope of eternal salvation. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. Romans 5:6-10. We not only know we are sinners, we also know we are going to die. We may pretend that death does not frighten us, but the truth is, most people are afraid of death and always have been. There are exceptions to that general truth. Faithful Christians often have no fear of death at all. In fact, many Christians have actually eagerly awaited their departure from this world to be at home with the Lord. Is that not what Paul meant when he wrote, "We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Wherefore we labor, that, whether present or absent, we may be accepted of Him." 2 Corinthians 5:8-9. The same apostle told his Philippian brothers and sisters, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose I do not know. For I am in a strait between the two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you." Philippians 1:21-24. The New Testament continually holds the hope of the gospel before our eyes. It reminds us of the faith of men like Abraham, who looked for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Hebrews 11:10. But how, dear friends, do we obtain that hope of the gospel? The death and resurrection of Christ were absolutely essential for us to enjoy the hope of eternal life. But they do not save us. If we do not obey the gospel and live by its precepts, we are to obey the gospel by believing it with all of our hearts and being baptized into Christ. Thank you for listening today, and may God continue to bless you.